From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, made a public appearance Friday. It was his first since the military took over state institutions. Anita Powell has more on talks aimed at getting the aged leader to resign.
Negotiations are underway, not just between Mugabe and the military, but also other actors who are involved. And that would include political actors. That includes a few religious figures. That also includes mediators from South Africa. And yeah, the end goal is to get President Mugabe to accept he is no longer going to be the president, to get him to say, you know, thanks, it's been great, and step aside peacefully. But it's pretty clear that that is not what is happening. We're closing in now on about 72 hours since tanks first rolled through Harare, and he's showing no sign of being willing to step down.
That was VOA's Anita Powell. A Belgian judge has delayed an extradition ruling requested by Spain for ousted Catalan president Carles Puigdemont. The Belgian prosecutor spokesperson explained why.
This decision was made to ensure that all parties involved can prepare and clarify their position regarding the execution of the European arrest warrants.
The next scheduled hearing is for December 4th. If extradited, Puigdemont and four members of his cabinet will face charges of rebellion and sedition for their roles in the region's independence drive. A United Nations panel agreed on Friday to move ahead with talks to define and possibly set limits on weapons that can kill without human involvement. Human rights groups said governments are moving too slowly to keep up with advances in artificial intelligence. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.